Well, it's a worrying time for Intel workers after Bloomberg News reported the company plans to cut thousands of jobs to finance its recovery. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan can tell us more. Brian, what did Bloomberg report? What do we know about the situation with Intel right now?
Yeah, Anya, what Bloomberg is reporting is that these thousands of job cuts will be initiated to finance recovery and cope with eroding market share. So Intel, massive US chip maker, still a major player when it comes to making chips for personal computers and servers, but it has struggled to keep pace with the growing demand for chips used in artificial intelligence, AI. So you have big competitors like NVIDIA, AMD. They've moved ahead in that market. Now, Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger has launched a plan to regain that market share, focusing on revitalizing manufacturing, investing in advanced technologies, and expanding into new markets. Now, according to this Bloomberg report, these job cuts could be announced as early as this week, and we may get an update later on this evening, Anya, when the company announces its latest set of quarterly results.
What does this mean for Intel operations, Brian? And give us a sense of the scale of their operation in Ireland.
Yeah, so like Intel, a huge employer here in Ireland, 4,900 people, the bulk of them at this enormous campus that it has in Leixlip, County Kildare. Now, I asked Intel what impact any potential job cuts could have on its Irish operations, but the company said it would be not commenting at this time. In October 2022, Intel announced a major cost-cutting plan in a bid to save 10 billion euro by the end of 2025. That plan included thousands of global redundancies as it looked to reduce its global headcount from almost 132,000 to just under 125,000. Now, Ireland was not immune from that cost-cutting plan. It led to 130 redundancies at its Irish operation, pay cuts for senior managers, and offers of voluntary unpaid time off to a large portion of its Irish workforce. But look, there's no denying the company has invested an absolute fortune in its Irish operations in recent years. Just last year, it officially opened its latest manufacturing facility in Leixlip. It's called Fab 34. It was part of a 17 billion euro investment, Anya. I was there at the official opening. I got a tour of the facility. This thing is enormous, and as I say, they've invested huge sums of money in it. So certainly it's showing its commitment to Ireland. Certainly there's a huge level of investment here, but no doubt, yes, as you say, a nervous time for those 4,900 Intel employees. And hopefully later on today, we get an update one way or another what way this is going to go in terms of job cuts.
So Brian will be reporting this story throughout the day. For the moment, Brian O'Donovan, work and technology correspondent.